Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A lady who has been all over this search and has written some good stuff about it joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She's Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We are well. I kind of had Tommy Reese at the top of my list, thinking that this makes sense. I understand it, and I think I know how it might work. Did it surprise you? Do you think he's the... I think he's the guy to help Kevin Stefanski get it back to where Kevin had it. Is there more to it than that?
Well, I wasn't surprised because we had been hearing that Tommy is sort of a up-and-coming name in NFL offensive coaching circles. He's been highly endorsed by Nick Saban, who he worked under at Alabama, and Mike Vrabel. We know that Mike probably would have asked for an OC interview with him. So he's kind of an up-and-comer, and so I'm not surprised. But when Kevin interviewed Daryl Bevel and Clint Kubiak, with whom he worked in Minnesota, both of those guys, I thought maybe he might go a little bit more experienced with those two guys. They've been coordinators. They've been play callers. But with Tommy, as you mentioned, Kevin maybe can get back to calling plays again. I don't know if he will or not, but that will be one option. And then Tommy is very well versed in working with young quarterbacks.
All right, so what is your gut on who's going to be calling plays here this season?
You know, I'm going to say for right now, I guess I'll say maybe Kevin, and then they can let Tommy really focus on helping get the new quarterbacks acclimated and up to speed. And if it's a rookie, just used to the NFL and all those kinds of things. So I'm going to go Kevin for now.
I think it's interesting, Mary Kay, that in a year that is just vital, absolutely critical, career defining for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, that the offensive coordinator is going to be a guy who's never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL and who has 2 years of NFL coaching experience. To me, that's either screams they think they really have the next up and coming Ben Johnson, or young offensive coordinator is going to take the league by storm, or that Kevin's just going to take it over and Tommy's going to help him get there. But the idea of such a critical year for Kevin tying himself to a young offensive coordinator, to me, is pretty fascinating.
Well, you're right, and that's why I thought, there are several schools of thought, different ways you could have gone about this. If you hire a Daryl Bevel, then basically you are allowing him to run the show, maybe not call plays necessarily, but to run the show in the same way that Jim Schwartz does over on the defensive side of the ball. You can just let it go, and it will run itself with not itself, but Daryl Bevel can run it from top to bottom because he's been a coordinator for so many years in the NFL. So that would have been one way to go about it. But they must see something in Tommy Reese that tells them that he can handle this job. They must see it. And once again, I do think that it signals a return to Kevin possibly calling plays.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. Mary Kay with a story out right now on Cleveland.com about the promotion of Tommy Reese to offensive coordinator. And Mary Kay, we both connected these dots. Your first line: if the Browns decide to draft Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe at number two, they have just the man to coach him up, because Tommy Reese was the offensive coordinator at Alabama in the first year that Milroe was the starter. Are those dots something we should connect, or is that just coincidental?
I think it's more than coincidental. I don't know that it necessarily means that they will draft him, but he's under consideration, as are all of the top five or six quarterbacks, or maybe even more quarterbacks in this draft. And Tommy is well-versed in all things college quarterback. That's what he did. That's what he was. He was a winning quarterback at Notre Dame. He coached winning quarterbacks at Notre Dame and at Alabama. He's coached Jalen Milroe. So you're right. I went heavy with that right at the top of my story. I thought, I actually did get to like halfway through the story. I had mentioned him hi, and then I didn't get back to it until later.
Yeah.
And as I was writing it, I was like, oh, no. Let's go heavy Milrow at the top. So I kind of started over, and I thought, geez, this could really be something. And if they do decide to go that route, then absolutely 100%, they probably have maybe the best guy or one of the best guys in the country to coach him up.
So they needed an offensive line coach. It took them very little time to hire Mike Bloomgren, who has a background that didn't scream, this is the easy hire. They needed an offensive coordinator. They quickly hire one who doesn't scream that this guy has that huge background. What do these two guys combined give Kevin Stefanski that will be an improvement over Andy Dickerson and Ken Dorsey? What do you think?
You know, we don't know, and that's the whole thing. And why do I say that? Because some of his hires have not worked out.
Yeah.
He's now on his third offensive coordinator in the past 3 years. And he also fired his defensive coordinator. I mean, this is only he's only heading into his sixth season. So this is a lot of change.
And special teams, too.
And special teams. This is a lot of change in the assistant/coordinator realm for him. So we don't know for sure how this is going to work out. As you mentioned, Tommy, although he's got a great reputation, and Mike Vrabel would have probably called him up for an interview for OC for the Patriots, we just don't know how he's going to perform on the job. We don't know if he's going to call plays. We don't know yet. And right now, I think we have to be in wait-and-see mode with all of that because so far, we know that Kevin has had to change it up a number of times on his staff, in all phases of the game.
Mary Kay, if you were sitting there with a two spot, and I know this is a long way off on that, but how serious do you think they're going to be about maybe drafting a quarterback at two?
I think very serious. I would say very serious because you don't hope to be drafting this high in the future. And if they see somebody there that they think can play winning ball for them either this year or over the next couple of years, then for sure they have to go ahead and pull the trigger on it. I haven't started to really do my diligence on the quarterbacks yet in terms of watching film, talking to people. I am going to be going to the Senior Bowl here in a couple of weeks. Maybe it's even less than a couple of weeks now. But headed down to the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. They always say the draft starts in Mobile, and it kind of does. So that's when I'll start to get a handle on what the NFL thinks about these quarterbacks, what I think about these quarterbacks, maybe what the Browns think, but we're going to hear a lot of conflicting reports coming out over the next couple of months. So just remember that. It's silly season where everyone is going to be trying to throw everybody off with what's going on with those top few picks. So, you know, you try to sort through it as best you can, and I will do the best that I can to deliver the best info that I can for everyone.
Give me your thought on this thing. Browns have their highest-rated quarterback, say the 15th player on their board, but they think that that guy can play in the league for 10 years, 12 years, and be an effective starter. They have to take him at number two.
I would, yes, because you don't want to risk someone else coming up and getting that guy. You cannot do that. If you see a quarterback that you like in the first round of the draft, you probably should just go ahead and take him at number two. Is my thinking on it. If you think there's a winning quarterback there, don't risk trying to move back. Like I said, there's so much gamesmanship that goes on at this time of year between now and the draft that you just don't know what anyone else is going to be thinking or who might want to jump your route and do something different. And I remember so much of that going on back in 2017, back in 2018, when the Browns had those number one picks. So I would definitely go ahead your guy at number two if you like someone enough to do that.
I would too, Mary Kay. And the idea doesn't sit well with me. You know, if you think there are 10, 12 better football players, but you have such the pressing need, but you have to evaluate that guy, whoever it is you're going to take, and think, yeah, he can do this job for 10, 12 years in the NFL. And that's where I wonder, is that where Tommy Reese is going to come into play in helping to scout this guy? Is it going to be Kevin? Is it Andrew Berry? I wonder what decision-making process they're going to use to decide yay or nay on a quarterback if at number two.
Well, I'm sure Tommy is going to be heavily involved in that process because he played the position and he has just recently coached in the college ranks. And so I think he's going to come in tremendous handy in this process. It doesn't mean that he's going to pull the trigger or make the final decision or any of those things, but he'd be very key. And when you have somebody coaching that position that has actually played it, I think, like I said, I think he won like 23 games at Notre Dame, and then he was signed by the Commanders as an undrafted free agent. So he's played quarterback at a high level. He knows what he's looking at, and there are not many NFL coaches who have actually necessarily played the position. And when you have one that has, I think it's invaluable when it comes to a time like this.
Mary Kay Cabot, great piece on Cleveland.com right now, talking all about breaking all down Tommy Rees being promoted to offensive coordinator. Go read it. Mary Kay, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.